Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daily CTA podcast fueled by Pilot House. So the Daily CTA, we are a newsletter and podcast about everything you need to know in the marketing world in only 5 quick minutes. We understand you're important and busy, and it's too damn hard to stay on top of what's happening all the time. So sit back, because we're going to be your eyes and ears on what's moving that industry needle. So what's on the menu today? Well, we're going to be looking into employee influencers, AI image generators, landing pages, and how we're saying bye-bye to attribution models. Let's hop right into it, folks. Starting May 2023, Google Ads and Google Analytics will no longer support 4 attribution models, namely first-click, linear, time-decay, and position-based. This decision has elicited mixed reactions from advertisers who are worried about losing valuable insights and possible biases toward Google Ads. Advertisers who currently use the 4 discontinued models will have their conversion actions automatically converted to data-driven attribution model. Alternatively, they can choose to switch to the last click model manually. Attribution models are used to measure the effectiveness of different marketing channels and to allocate credit for conversions. With the removal of 4 popular attribution models, marketers must adjust their strategies and potentially change their approach to measure success. Microsoft is making DALL-E-powered AI image generator available to Edge users through the Image Creator feature in the browser sidebar. Users can type in a prompt and Bing will generate several matching images that they can download and use. The feature is pitched as a way to create specific visuals for social media posts, documents, and slideshows. Users must manually add the image creator to their sidebar by clicking on the plus button and toggling the switch next to it. Microsoft is experimenting with the usage limits, and users can create several images per day. Edge is also getting other features such as a drop tool for file sharing and browser essentials for malware scanning. Companies like Cisco Systems, Ericsson, and United Airlines are recruiting employees to act as in-house corporate influencers on platforms such as TikTok and LinkedIn. This helps to provide an authentic face to the company while also accepting the risk that some of the workers could feel burdened with unpaid PR work or post complaints about perceived workplace injustices. Employee-generated content shouldn't be blatantly promotional, that's for sure, such as including profile photos that are plastered with corporate logos. While very effective, employers need to guarantee that influencer employees aren't sharing company financials or security operations. Social media policies and guidelines on what workers could and couldn't say online are also necessary. This is just 4 quick tips to optimize your landing pages for better conversion rates. Landing pages are often overlooked by search marketers when optimizing campaign for higher conversions. Creating a unique landing page for specific target audiences and segmenting by traffic source can significantly improve your conversion rates. Testing smarter involves testing layouts and designs, not just elements, and focusing on the most visible parts of the page. And when you're building landing pages, keep the ultimate objective in mind, such as eliminating distractions and making it easy and fast for visitors to convert. Finally, marketers should strive for concise and clear communication to achieve high conversion rates. And that is today's Daily CTA. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Jordan Gillis, and I will happily see you all tomorrow.